Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Here's a Stoop story from John Cousy about a snowboarding trip that turned into a medical emergency.
My story begins with me sitting on a couch with my two cousins and my older brother. They're all older than me. My brother is the oldest. He's 24. I've got a cousin that's 23 and 21. This was a couple days after Christmas of 2015, and we were sitting around debating what we wanted to do for New Year's. And everybody normally for New Year's goes to a house and has fun and parties, and we were bored of that. So we decided instead to take an impromptu trip to Colorado, specifically Vail, Colorado. So after sitting there for that night, discussing it for a little bit, getting out the details, we packed that next night, told my parents then, and said, I'm leaving. And the next morning, we were gone, driving to Vail, Colorado. That was about a nine-hour trip. Once we got there, we did our thing. We were all pretty good at snowboarding, and that's what we went there to do mainly. First couple of days, we went snowboarding a couple of times, went dog sledding, had great food, and just enjoyed each other's company. The last day came, New Year's, and it was my day to lead down the slope. And I don't know who's familiar with snowboarding, but the way that we do it is we have one person lead, and they'll pick which path you go on, and the rest of the group follows. As we went on with the day, we went down the slopes a couple times here and there. Everything was normal. About the third time down the hill, we were going, and we started at the top. It was about a four-mile trail, and about a mile down, we came over this hill, and I was leading. And all of a sudden, the hill just stopped. And it was like a Wile E. Coyote where he keeps running, keeps going, and then he falls. I was about a two-story fall into snow, luckily. And all I could think of is, at the time, like, what am I doing? Just praying, hoping nothing bad happens. I hit the ground, check myself like snowboarders do, make sure nothing's broken, stand up, head's still good, helmet's still on. Look up, see my brother and my two cousins looking up at me, or looking down at me, excuse me, and they were just bug-eyed. So after they came down and everything was good, continued on with the day. Went up and down the slopes about three or four more times, ate food, took a nap, and relaxed for a little bit. That day we decided we were going to head home. On our way home, we decided we were going to stop at Denver for some food before we make the rest of the long journey car ride. About 5 minutes into the car ride, I started feeling some pain in my back. And that pain, I figured, was just soreness. I fell off a cliff, basically. Figured, okay, that's no problem. I'll take a nap in the car ride, be good once I get to Denver to eat. Laid down in the car, woke up once we got to Denver. Pain was still there, and it actually kind of started spreading, kind of towards my abdomen. Got to dinner, ordered food, took a bite, said, okay, good pizza. It was the best pizza. Took another bite and said, oh, you know what? I'm not feeling very well. I'm kind of nauseous. Okay, kind of took a break, went to the bathroom, just relaxed, threw some water on my face. Came back, took some more bite, said, I can't do it. It's like, this pain is too bad. It's nauseous. I'm just not feeling well. So I told my cousins and my brothers, I said, I'm going to go to the car, lay down for a little bit. When you guys are done, just come out and we'll leave. So on my way to the car, I started feeling really, really sharp pain in my side. My vision started to blur. At that point, I was starting to get a little nervous. Got to the car, opened the door, sat down, put the pillow down to lay down. Next thing I know, I was sitting there for a minute. My hands, my fingers started to curl up. My toes started to curl up. And my eyes, I could feel getting droggy. My body was shutting down. And I really didn't know what to do. I was stuck in that upright position. I laid my pillow down. The door was open. I was ready to take a nap, but My body was saying no. So after about 5 minutes of just pure pain, I vomited outside the car. And then about 10 minutes later, my brother and my two cousins finally came from their meal that they enjoyed and saw me laying there pale white, frozen. And the only words I could get out was, "I need to go to the hospital." And they immediately, with them same bug eyes, said, "All right, let's go." Luckily, we were in Denver, and they had a good trauma hospital that we went to. And I got there. They carried me into the ER, did all the process. And after I had done all my tests and woken up, I was told by the doctor that I had a lacerated artery to my kidney. For those of you who don't know, basically my artery was cut open and I was bleeding internally. It was one of the scariest moments of my life. It was a point to where the doctor looked at me and said, "At this point, it's about recovery and we don't really know what to do. If you didn't come to us earlier, you could have very easily died." And that was shocking to me. And I'm sure it was just as shocking to my parents, who weren't there, who were actually 9 hours away, who had to come drive with that in their minds. And my brother, I know he was nervous, and my cousins were freaking out. But the thing about this story is, though it's a failure in a sense that I lost half of one of my kidneys from this incident, and I still have a scar and two coils because of it in my artery. The funny thing about this story is that I remember sitting in the ER in miserable pain and feeling just awful, like literally dying. And I turn to my cousin and say, and just look at him, and I don't remember what he says, and this was, once again, before I knew what was wrong with me. Looked at my cousin, and I don't remember what he said, and I'm sure it wasn't appropriate, but all I could do was laugh. And I was in immense pain, worst pain I felt in my life, and all I did was laugh. And I laughed for a good 2 minutes, and I think that's the moral of the story, is that though you could go through this failure and it could be the worst moments of your life, my most vivid memory of that time before going under for my surgery was me turning and just laughing to my cousin. Thank you.
That was a Stoop story from John Cousy on the power of laughter. You can hear his story and many others at stoopstorytelling.com, as well as the Stoop podcast. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Thanks for joining us. Stay safe and dry this weekend.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.